muscles from staying in the same position for so long. She gazed in wonder as the first arrival appeared from behind a worn leather book, drawn forth by the Kistrel's magic. Dark, beady eyes and twitching whiskers announced the arrival of the mouse. Then another appeared, and another. As Chancellor Walraven sat idly, absently stroking the tome, the rodents began to flood the turret floor. The air chittered with squeaks and rustling as the mice began to file toward the Chancellor, sniffing around him as if he were a piece of sweetmeat. Soon the floor writhed with gray fur and twitching pink ears. The feeling of power lingered in the air, thick and palpable, and the Chancellor's silver eyes focused on the doorway, his expression weary yet firm. He shifted on the bench, and the wood groaned softly beneath him.
"Do you sense the medium, Maya?"
he asked her in a soft voice.
"Do you feel its power holding them in thrall?"
"Yes," Maya answered in a hushed voice, the hairs on the back of her neck prickling. Part of her feared that some of the mice would leap up onto the window seat, but she knew that she needed to control her fear or else they would. She sat stone stiff, eyes watching the mass of mice in fascination.
"The mice must obey the summons from the Kistrel. They cannot help themselves. They are drawn to it. They cannot think right now. All they can do is feel. If I asked you to open the window, I could fill them with fear and make them rush off the edge and plunge to their deaths. And they would, Maya. They would."
"Kara Cook would thank you for it," Maya said, a twinkle in her eye. She shuddered with revulsion at the teeming mass that only continued to grow. A few rats began to appear, their whiskers even longer, their front teeth like saws. The feeling in the chamber began to ebb as if it were water draining from a tub. As the medium dispersed, the spell broke. The mice and rats scrambled with chaos and fled the turret down the steps, cascading over each other like pond waves. Maya started when several tried to leap onto her lap, but she shooed them back into the avalanche. Maya tried to calm herself, touching first her heart and then the jeweled choker around her neck. She gulped down huge breaths of air, waiting for her nerves to calm.
"To use the medium, one must be able to control their thoughts and emotions,"
the Chancellor said. He shook his head.
"You are not ready yet, Maya."
A pang of disappointment stabbed her, and she tried not to grimace. "Not yet?" He scratched his cropped whiskers, making a scratching sound.
"You are still young, Maya. Years of turbulent emotions lay ahead of you. Wait until you are, say, 13, Turbulent emotions aplenty, then. No, I will let you read the tomes, even though it is forbidden. But I cannot trust you with a Kistrel until you are much older. The old Dakhtimandar failed because they used the Kistrel's power unwisely. The Mastin tomes have taught us the proper way to use the medium, and we must ensure that Kistrels are only wielded by those who will not abuse them, whether intentionally or not. You, my dear, are not yet ready."
Maya sighed deeply. She wanted a Kistrel. She wanted to prove she could be trusted with one. Many Mastin families could still use leerings to invoke the medium, but for reasons no one understood, Mastins had grown weaker with the medium over the centuries. The only way to channel real power through the medium was by using a Kistrel, and Kistrels were only used by the Dakhtimandar. Still, Maya was not ungrateful for her rare position and her treasured secret. None of the girls of the Seven Realms were allowed to learn the secret art of reading and engraving. That was a privilege only allowed to boys and men. Because of something done in the past, something related to the scourge that had destroyed so many people, women were not trusted to learn how to use the medium by reading ancient tomes. And it was absolutely forbidden for a woman to be given a Kistrel. Somewhere.